guided meditation to see your true self. You can begin by getting comfortable. You can sit or lie down. Close your eyes. Start to relax your body. We'll begin with your feet. Allow a feeling of relaxation to fill your feet. Feeling heavy, loose, and relaxed. That relaxation moves up to your ankles, your lower legs, your knees. Allow that relaxation, that deep heaviness, rise up your legs. So let those muscles in your legs completely let go, feeling deeply relaxed. Let that relaxation rise up into your hips and your pelvis and all the surrounding muscles. Feel your stomach and lower back relaxing. The muscles giving up their tension, their hold. Feel that relaxation rise up into your chest, middle and higher back, and your sides. Feeling very happy, joyous, relaxed, yet heavy. Let your hands now relax all the way from your fingertips to your wrists. Feel your lower arms relaxing, letting go. Relax your elbows and upper arms, loose and heavy. Moving up and across your shoulders, feel them lowering slightly, finding a comfortable, relaxed position, free from tension. Allow the muscles to relax your neck, letting go. Relax your face and head. That's it. Relax your face and head. Feel your entire body relaxing even more deeply, becoming completely relaxed. That's it. You're limp. Heavy, comfortable. So allow your attention now to move inwards at your third eye, the middle of your forehead, the forehead. As you turn inward, you feel even more deeply, deeply relaxed. The further inside you go, we're going inside. Find your authentic self. For a moment, reflect upon your values. What's important to you? What do you value about yourself? If you struggle, first think about your sense of right and wrong. Where does that come from? That area that the sense of right and wrong comes from. It's in your true self. So focus on that area of the body where you feel that coming from. So just spend a minute or so thinking about your values in that area you've just found. The values you're thinking of, they make up part of your core, the core of who you are. If you're being true to your values, these core beliefs, they'll drive your behaviour, which is what we want at the moment. So imagine yourself, you're in a forest by a beautiful stream that's running slowly. You can hear the water and you can see your reflection perfectly in the water. But allow yourself to see the true you, the valued you from your core. We're going to find and let you see your authentic self, enabling you to learn who you truly are. What else makes you who you truly are? As you look at your reflection, allow yourself to change, see the spiritual you, the real you, the person you truly meant to be. Your authentic self is the person who are the core. The reflection you see in a mirror, that's your physical body, not your spiritual, who you are. Let nothing hold you back now. So thinking back to your core values of yourself, imagine the person you believe yourself to be right now. If you aren't quite sure who you are, picture yourself going about the things you usually do in a typical day. Imagine that you are watching yourself, observing yourself, going about your usual activities for a moment. See yourself getting up in the morning, going about your day. Imagine the things that you do in a typical day. See yourself doing these activities for a moment. Picture this person, you, standing in an empty room. Imagine watching this person observe. Now, imagine you could strip away all the things that hold you back from your full potential. Imagine that self-doubt dissolving, being replaced with pure confidence and self-assurance. Picture this person before you and imagine all the things that get in the way of success, such as circumstances, lack of resources, lack of forgiveness, could be illness, baggages that are carried from the past, fear. Anything that is holding this person back that you're viewing in any way at all, see these problems dissolving, disappearing, going away. Imagine this person that's you standing in this empty room. What's left? Who is this person when all those barriers are stripped away? Potentially, it's the person who has the same dreams as you. The dream of what you do and want to do, but all the restrictions are gone. See their value. So now, look back in this water, the stream in front of you. You've recognized by observing in the room the core you. So now let's see what you look like as that true spiritual person, the angels that you are, the pure character that's left when there's nothing to get in the way of complete self-expression. See the beautiful soul that you are. What does it look like? Are the wings? Bright colour? Or innocent pure white? This isn't your imagination now. It's your spirit showing you your true self. Let it add to the image in your reflection See the true you. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a positive, beautiful you. Embrace it, accept it, and feel it in your heart. See. Picture in the reflection of the water. Become more clear. Greater clarity. Allow it to come into more focus, becoming more and more clear. As you're doing this, think of your motivations. What motivates you? What drives you? What catches your interest? Always turns your head. What things have caught your interest in the past? What propels you to action? This person that is you that you're seeing in the reflection of the water, what are their character traits? Characteristics that are left. Now all those barriers have been removed. All the fears have gone away. That reflection of you at its purest, at your fullest potential, your simplest form, with no fears. What traits do you have? Think about your energy that you're seeing. Are you laid back and calm, energetic? Beautiful light being. What characteristics do you truly hold? Take this image. You lean back, relax on the grass bank by the water. You start to ponder. Are you introverted or extroverted? Are you quiet or talkative? Do you have to be either? Can you be a combination of both with confidence? Are you creative? Of course you are. What led you to the physical body? Are you practical? Are you practical? That's what's brought you here now. Yes, you are. What sort of things do you appreciate? Really to appreciate, then you know how to look at yourself in a beautiful way. That's the act of appreciation, comes from within. What do you admire about yourself? Admire that you're unique, different. Don't look to be the same. So what do you truly like? What do you like to do? Now imagine something that makes you feel happy. What is it? Thinking of you doing this, but not as you, as that reflection of the true you you've just seen. It's that true, positive, beautiful, light being you've seen the reflection of. Perhaps just you, with none of the fears or negativity that you've let go of for these images. What could make you even happier? What could you do even better to bring you more happiness and joy? Not for others, for yourself. Bringing it to yourself will naturally give it to others. Think of the things you enjoy, the things you like to do. How could it bring even more to you, in your pure sense? Think of this, to characteristics of you, the person in that reflection. Now all the barriers and fears have been removed. Now, if you're still struggling, let's stand up and look at our reflection again. Just look at the water without the reflection for a moment. Let's create a reflection, a different picture. Imagine yourself as a young child in a happy moment. See the potential in this child, this young person. What's going to make this child that you see who they are? Think about the characteristics that you could share with this child you are seeing. In what ways would you want that child to be similar to you? That will show you your greatest characteristic. So in what way does the current you differ from this child you're now seeing? Think about how you have learned and grown since the time you were a small child. Now, picture yourself as that child in the water, looking back at you. See the world through your younger self's eyes. What did you want to be when you grew up? What do you want to be as that child when you grow up, with the knowledge you've gained in your life? What hopes did you have for your future self? And if you were now that child, what hopes would you have for your future self? How do they differ? What dreams did you have as a child? What dreams would you have as a child now? You see, the hopes and dreams you had as a child would have been related in some way to your authentic self. And those dreams you're having now that you can put back into the child are your authentic self that's learned more wisdom. Something about your dreams back then and something about your dream you have now, they're connected to a part of your true self. These aspirations can say a lot about who you are, the personal characteristics of you, they're related to your childhood dreams, and you can still have the dreams, but in an adult state, because the adult or child is about your spiritual self, your soul. You are still that child, or you can be, with a future to grow, always a future to grow. Because there isn't a future, only the present moment. And you can be that reflection that you first saw, or the reflection of the child. It matters not. It's your true you. It's what's inside, not the exterior. That's what you're seeing. So let's create one final picture in your reflection. Imagine now, in as much detail as you can, the person you want to be, that you've always hoped to be. Beat yourself up for not being, but in a positive way. Imagine yourself as that person, your ideal self that you want to be. In the reflection, how would this person behave? What does this person, your authentic self, value? What motivates this ideal self? What personal characteristics are present in this ideal version of you? Imagine all the details of the person you most want to be. That reflection of this ideal person, it's you. Your authentic self. It's who you are. At the core, beneath all of life's getting in the way, this is you. Spend a few moments with this image of your authentic self. Realize you can have just that and not let life get in the way. Step inside this image and fully become this person. Become who you are, who you were at birth. For this moment, in your mind, just be simply be your authentic self. Feel that sense of calm, serenity, secure in who you are. Knowing who you are. Feeling comfortable who you are. Enjoying this beautiful feeling. This is you, your authentic self. You can take this authentic self with you, allowing this true essence of you to shine through in every day life. Allow your values, personality, and motivations to shine through, to guide your behavior, to make up who you are. It is who you are. You have always been this person. You always will be your authentic self. A positive, confident person. A person you like and appreciate. Because all you've seen is you. Underneath the challenges, the baggage, the demands of living life, society. Under all that, you have just discovered the real you. That will always be you, always be with you. It is you, your soul, the core. You can keep this image of your authentic self with you. You can bring it back with you. Not just for this evening, for this day, but for all time. To you, to express this true self, all you have to do simply, all you simply have to do is allow you to simply be you. Part of living life to the fullest includes taking on new challenges. You've been thinking of doing. Simply be you and do. So now, to bring this true you back, just begin to focus on your breath. Breathing in and out, allowing it to flow smoothly. Breathing in from this infinity pool that your reflection has been in. breathing in from infinity and out to infinity. Keeping your awareness on the breath. Become one with the flow of life. At one with your being. Become aware of that place of peace that you've just found within. The place where you are most yourself, your authentic true self, the center of your being, the real you. Beyond the thoughts, dramas, and identifications of the mind and society, you've realized you are not your thoughts. You are not your emotions. You are not the roles you play. You can and are the center of pure awareness, center of pure being. All you have to do is allow yourself to become more and more present. And realize you can always breathe in from infinity and out from infinity. You've just had the experience of being, of seeing, doing. Technically being. Your true self. Keep your attention on the experience of just being and be more deeply, deeply centered to the light being that you are, knowing that you can allow that light to grow and expand with your physical being. Just by being more and more present, being aware. Because you have just witnessed and seen your infinite self. You felt the light and the peace of that being. So allow that light to flow through your entire body. You can allow that light, just with your awareness, by bringing it back with you, to always be present. So before you come back, know that you touch the life of all living things with your light. Others see the beauty that you've just seen, that you are bringing back with you. And you have the opportunity to bring that beautiful being of light, allow it to be in the physical form, rather than hidden away in the physical body. That inner light that teaches you the wisdom of authentic living, not the mind. As you come back, celebrate your true self, breathing in from infinity and out to infinity. As you stay present in your center. As you come back, experience your light radiating outwards. Not just outwards around you, outwards, not even just around the country, across the world and across time and space. Because you are the connection with all things, you are an infinite self. Remember this. So when you are ready, come back to your physical body in this present moment, keeping your attention on your breath, knowing you are bringing that authentic self back with you, feeling yourself fully present in your body. You can slowly open your eyes, ready to greet the rest of the day. All days with greater presence, greater authenticity, greater wisdom, greater peace, greater compassion, greater gratitude for life and a greater liking, loving, acceptance and joy of your true being and self.